37.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're inside hour number two, and we'll talk to you about anything, whether it be personal or political, whatever's on your mind. You just want to get something off your chest. You got a rant, you got an issue you want to push, you got an agenda. We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
There's also a website.
There is a fantastic website. It's a freetalklive.com. You can log on. You can post on the BBS. We have a message forum there with thousands of posts, hundreds of posters, lots of things to talk about on there. There's the Shrine of Female Listeners, where you can look at many women who have sent in their pictures to be on our shrine. You can check out the About the Show section, where you can see us when we were four.
That's exciting. That's a huge draw to the website.
I think it's funny to see your picture.
You think?
Funny picture.
I was Michael Jackson then. So I thought. 800-259-9231. Obviously, I didn't know then what I know now about old MJ.
Yeah. Wacko Jacko.
No news about him today tonight, though, but we do have something weird. What do you have coming up here this hour?
I've got the top 10... paranormal events of 2004?
Yes. Top 10. Now, I want to make it clear. This is not the Jeff Rance program who follows us on the network that we're on. I don't know about you, Manwich, but I don't subscribe to this stuff. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in ESP. I don't believe in probably all 10 of the 10, the top 10 paranormal events.
I believe the world's a little bigger and weirder than I necessarily can imagine.
I think we probably don't know all the laws of the universe. We don't know everything as far as science and all. But until there's some real evidence out there about these things, it's just going to be a second-grade curiosity for me, because that's when I was into this stuff, when I was in third grade and second grade.
I will admit to you that most of the television shows that have gone out to do, you know, real reporting on these sorts of things often find that, you know, ghosts are made up and that Nessie, they can't find Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster, that kind of thing. But then again...
You mean that's not real either?
Nessie didn't... I didn't say it wasn't real. I just said that they couldn't find her.
Got it. So the top 10... The top 10, you're supposed to pick up for me when I do that sort of
Sorry.
Thing. Don't just stare at me. The top 10 paranormal events of 2004.
Right.
Let's do number 10.
Come
and
in.
By the way, you can interrupt the show anytime, just like I just interrupted Manwich, at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If this bores you to tears, don't tune out. Change the topic.
Coming in at number 10, we've got Atlantis. Atlantis has been found. Again, every year or so, an explorer claims to have finally, definitely discovered the ruins of the lost continent of Atlantis.
Wait a minute, is this written in kind of a satirical style?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good, then I won't have to have as tough of a time poking fun at it. The article's with me. That's good.
Claims have been made about the Celtic Shelf, Ireland, Bahamas, off the coast of Cuba, even Antarctica. In November, when American researcher Robert Sarmist said that he had really found it this time on the Mediterranean seafloor between Cyprus and Syria, his claim made headlines around the world. His team said the sonar equipment detected evidence of large, apparently man-made structures, including two straight walls on a hill stretching for more than a mile. The configuration, they said, matches accounts of the great city as described by Plato more than 2,000 years ago.
Go on.
Further expeditions to the site, the team's hope will prove it once and for all.
Sure it will. All right, number 9. The top 10 paranormal events of 2004.
Count them down.
What the hell's paranormal about finding Atlantis?
I think it falls into that sort of category.
Right.
Coming in at number 9, weeping icons. 2004 saw its fair share of religious statues and paintings that weep and bleed. Every year,
really?
Dozens of such incidents are reported around the world. Many are assumed to be faked, and churches rarely assert that they might be genuine miracles. Without fail, however, hundreds or even thousands of the faithful and the curiosity seekers flock to the icons to see for themselves.
Man, I tell you what, that's a great publicity stunt. If you're a church and you've got a cross with the Jesus up on it, just run a little blood tube up there and have a guy with a pump backstage and just have him just squirt out some blood. Man, Bring them in every time, apparently. I didn't realize that was still going on. I remember seeing something about that years ago. I've not heard any reports on such.
You can sell Bleeding Cross T-shirts. you know,
I experienced the Bleeding Cross. $20.
Pictures autographed by the vicar himself. That kind of thing. Hundreds or even thousands of the faithful and curious seekers flocked the icons to see for themselves. One such miracle took place in St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Church near Cleveland, Ohio. Church members reported that an icon of the Virgin Mary on the altar began weeping an oily substance on Saturday afternoon. A priest who had been at the parish for more than 30 years called the phenomenon a sign from God. Uh-huh. And it wasn't the church's first such miracle. Back in 1990, the icon of Jesus began weeping also. So this guy's...
He just doesn't have any ideas, basically. Yeah, he just does the same gig over and over
again.
He
knows how to work it.
That's amazing. It's amazing to me that people will flock to these things. I mean, if you thought the Virgin Mary appearances were bad, this is even worse. This is even more of a hoax.
Well, what about the grilled cheese sandwich that sold for $35,000 on, or whatever it was, on eBay. Like a month ago?
I think it was only $3,000.
No, ridiculous amount of money. Stones from her eyes. Coming in at number 8. Mm-hmm. If you think stones raining from the sky are unusual, how about when they drop out of a girl's eyes? In October, a 15-year-old girl from Jakarta, New Zealand, was taken to a hospital because tiny stones were emerging from the corners of her eyes. The doctors admitted they'd never seen such a thing.
Well, that's what she gets for pushing stones in her eyes in the first place.
Well, she might have had, like, maybe she had little calcium deposits or something.
Hmm. Interesting.
Could happen. The girl reported terrible headaches. And as you can imagine, before the stones dropped out, oh yes, the stones appeared out of her eyes and nose as well. Stones from the eyes is a strange phenomenon and has not even found mention in medical literature, one of the doctors said.
Brings new meaning to the term hard-headed.
Oh, jeez. The best you could do?
Hot. Number seven.
Stones from the heavens.
Wait, is that the same one? I'm sorry.
No, they had mentioned stones from the heavens. You're supposed to read this list in top to bottom rather than bottom to top.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Most of us can deal with...
You should have done that, then. Did you know that in advance?
I like reading them from 10 to 1.
Very good. It's not necessarily in any sort of order, though, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, they've got numbers.
All right.
Coming in at number 7, stones from heaven. Most of us can deal just fine with heavy rain, snow, or sleet, even hail. But what do you do when you're pelted with stones falling from the sky? A family in Limpopo, South Africa, fell victim to the strange phenomenon in May. Incredibly, this is not the first such case of phones falling in the area.
Phones, even.
The stones falling in the area, excuse me. Even on specific individuals for hours, even weeks at a time. This past May, Joyce Lembani finally had to summon the police after her house had been rained on by stones.
That'll put a stop to it.
Virtually every night for a month.
Call the cops.
The skeptical police came to observe, and sure enough, they saw it too. We've been watching the house every night since Monday and have also seen the stones falling from the sky above the house, one of the policemen said. Their investigation could find no culprit or logical explanation for the phenomenon.
Except for the mountain that they happen to live right next to. Come on. I don't believe that one.
Well, you don't believe any of them.
No, of course not. It's ludicrous.
Coming in at number 6.
A couple lonely cops looking for a little bit of attention. Number 6.
Living dinosaurs. What creature could be more spectacular than a living, breathing dinosaur? No, not the computer-generated dinos from Jurassic Park. I'm talking about real dinosaurs. Mm. Alive today. Impossible, yeah. You say?
No, not impossible. Maybe somebody's cloned them and put them on an island.
There have been reported sightings of pterodactyls in the U.S. going back 100 years or more, and alleged stories of large sauropods in the African Congo. In May,
I don't know what a sauropod is.
It's the
is that a four-legged dinosaur?
It is. Well, the one with the I believe sauropods have the horns on their heads.
We're on number... What are we on? 6?
Number 6.
6.
Living dinosaurs.
We'll talk more about it coming up. The top 10 paranormal BS stories of year 2004. Come on, give me a break. We're going to come back with more of this. Unless you want to interrupt the show, it's your show. So
this
take
is
control.
Hard news, man.
At 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. I have ESP. I'm thinking that number 5 is coming up next.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Log on to freetalklive.com. Get interactive on our bulletin board system. We've got over 225 users, over 2,000 posts for you to browse through, and a brand new forum. You pointed it out to me earlier tonight, wondering what it was. It's called the Free-for-All.
Free-for-All.
We had one guy on the BBS who made a post about how he almost didn't join because you have to register to even read anything. I mean, most people like to read a bulletin board or a forum before they decide to post on it. Well, in this case, in our case, since there's really some offensive stuff on there, I mean, it's literally pretty much totally unregulated. You can post whatever you want. I mean, there's two people right now who are just throwing insults back and forth. And there are some scholarly conversations as well. I mean, with freedom comes the good and comes the bad. So we try to have that kind of free atmosphere when it comes to the bulletin board system. But this one guy complained because he almost didn't sign up because he didn't like the idea that he couldn't read the post beforehand.
Well, we had a previous guy who was upset about the cookies when he signed up because, you know, the cookie recognized.
This would also help him out as well.
Yes.
Good point. So what this is, this free-for-all area, is basically you don't need to do anything. You can just go in there. It can be completely anonymous.
It's for our big L libertarians.
It's for the cowards out there, the anonymous cowards who don't want their name to be shown. And not that it shows your name anyway when you register. You can completely register with total BS information.
Mine says Manwich.
But nonetheless, the free-for-all forum is open to anybody to read, open to anybody to post, right there at freetalklive.com. So check that out. And also, don't forget about the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got a brand new Shriner. Her name is Samantha, and you can see her pictures online at freetalklive.com. And the archives. 6 days worth of the show, all there for you, on the house, no monthly membership fee or any of that stuff, free at freetalklive.com. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. So what we're doing tonight... Hmm?
Those archives started about, midnight? You get them posted usually?
They're usually up by midnight, yeah.
Okay. That's pretty good, considering the show's over at 10.
Not too bad. Not too shabby. 800-259-9231 if you want to take control of the show.
Right now we're reading the top 10 paranormal events of 2004. And number 6 is living dinosaurs. In May, residents of the volcanic island province of New Britain and Papua New Guinea claim to have sighted a gray-skinned, 9-foot-tall, dinosaur-like creature with a head
like a dog.
Somebody
wants some tourism.
Yes. Please come see our dinosaur.
Right.
And a tail like a crocodile. It's as fat as a 900-liter water tank. Just must be fat.
That sounds big.
They said it lived in a marsh near the province of Kokopo. It's a heck of a name for a place, Kokopo.
Right. And there happens to be a little stand that sells dinosaur memorabilia, dinosaur artifacts right there near Kokopo.
Coconuts carved into dinosaurs.
Yeah.
The local mayor set out I better watch out because our New Guinea affiliate might not like this kind of talk. The local mayor set out a police force armed with M16s and shotguns. Unfortunately, no trace of the creature was found. But that
what
just
does that
keeps
mean?
The mystery alive.
Two guys with some guns went over there. I mean, what does a police force mean in Papua New Guinea?
That's they immediately deputized.
I honestly believe that most of this is people trying to drum up some tourism. Or in the case of the bleeding Christ, somebody trying to drum up some people come to his church. I think that's all this stuff is. Most paranormal experiences are people just looking for 15 minutes of fame. Number 5.
Okay. Number 5 is the mutant beastie. Apparently doesn't fall into the dino hunt category. The strange unidentified creatures seem to pop up in various places. In the summer of 2004, the one that grabbed the most headlines, however, were weird dog-like creatures in Texas. But these weren't... those are pigs. There you go. You do love your sound effects.
Go ahead.
Okay, but these weren't just sightings. The authorities had actual bodies of the creatures, which for many weeks remain unidentified. Hairless, gray-skinned animals. Kind of look like dogs, kind of like coyotes, but not really. They were so unusual, the veterinarians and zoologists seeing the bodies of the animals firsthand, they said had been shot by ranchers, could not identify them. Speculation among some was that these were the mysterious, chupacabras, which are...
I've heard about those.
Vampire animals
right?
From Mexico. Finally, a DNA test was conducted, which determined that genetically they were, in fact, coyotes, but probably were suffering from some extreme form of mange. Even those tests didn't answer all the questions, however. The animal's lower jaw was abnormal. So abnormal, in fact, the experts guessed that it would have been almost impossible for it to eat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spooky.
Spooky.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, if you want to interject, if you want to take over the broadcast, we're up to number 4 of the top 10 paranormal BS stories of 2004.
All right. Now, this is something I've never heard of before.
I'm the one who added the BS in there, so I don't believe any of it.
It's the top 10 paranormal events of 2004. Yeah, well, you're just Jerk. Ogopogo caught on video. The Loch Ness Monster in Scotland gets most of the publicity, but the U.S. and Canada have their own versions of prehistoric, like, lake monsters. There's Champ and Lake Champlain.
Uh-huh.
That's a good name for a monster.
Of course.
Champlain. And I've heard of him.
No doubt there is Champ memorabilia being sold at nearby convenience stands.
Get a Champ t-shirt.
Yep.
Okanaga Lake in British Columbia has a similar creature that has been sighted numerous times over many decades. It's known as the Ogopogo Monster.
If your lake doesn't have a monster in it, you're missing out on an opportunity to cash in on gullible tourists.
We should have a Free Talk Live studio monster.
Yeah. Well, there's a Studio Beast.
There you
go. And she's in here right now.
You can see pictures at freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Okay. The Ogopogo Monsters. Sightings nowadays are rare, and rarer still are photographs with video. But on August 9th, John Caruso and his family were vacationing in a rented houseboat on the picturesque lake when they spotted a long, writhing shape in the water. Caruso grabbed his video camera and taped about 15 minutes of footage, part of which shows...
I bet that's gripping. Gripping footage.
It's part of which shows... Actually, I'm going to post this on the BBS board after I read it.
I am.
And I believe you can go see the video.
That's another bonus to the Free Talk Live bulletin board system. We always post our evening story, so anything that we bring up on the show that's based out of an article or something like that on the web, we will put it up there so you can have a perusal of it on your own and comment.
Part of this 15-minute footage shows a long, dark hump rising above the lake's surface. He estimated the creature to be about 45 feet long. That's a big critter. That's a big critter.
Uh-huh.
That's Lake Ogopogo, and I'm sure that you can see the footage of the video on freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Well, it is. I think it's kind of interesting. All right.
I wish I had the Jaws sound effect. I don't have that one, though.
Da-dun-da-dun.
Yeah, the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 3, Bigfoot encounters.
Uh-huh.
Woman surprises a skunk ape. Now, you know what a skunk ape is?
That's the Florida version of the Bigfoot.
Yes, it's the southeast version of Bigfoot. It's not a Sasquatch here. It's not a Yeti. It's not a Bigfoot. It is, in fact, a skunk ape here in
Because there sure is a lot of apes and skunks in Florida. I've never seen a single one down here. Except in a zoo.
Skunks?
Yeah. Have you?
Yes.
Really?
Call them polecats around here.
We have raccoons, but I've never seen a skunk.
Well, they're not something to go looking for.
All right.
Okay, large, hairy, ape-like creatures have been reported in every state of the U.S. In the Pacific Northwest, they're called Sasquatch. In places like Ohio, it's known as Bigfoot.
And the reason for that is because they're lonely, sad, pathetic people in every state of the U.S. who just want to get a little bit of press attention. Let's come back with more of this.
How do you know they didn't see something?
They could have been on acid. 1-800-259-9231, the top 10 paranormal stories of the year. I think they're all bunk.
Why can't primates live in Florida?
It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Talk about anything you want to talk about. Right now we're talking about the top 10 paranormal stories of 2004. And we approached the Skunk Ape was the last one.
That's right. It's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Manwich.
And the number again, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to interrupt the show, maybe this is a great topic and you don't want to, but if you're bored to tears, don't tune out. Call in and change it. You have that level of control over this program. You can also email us if you just can't bring yourself to pick up a phone. Maybe you're afraid of being on the radio and heard worldwide at 1-800-259-9231. You can email ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and grab the archives. Last 6 days worth of the show right there. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there for you to check out. The bulletin board system and much, much more. So we're talking about the 10 top 10 paranormal stories of 2004, which I, of course, will just continue to rip on because I don't believe a single one of them. And actually, I don't even know what they all are, and I don't believe them.
You just don't want to believe in these things. I don't understand why there couldn't be skunk apes or Sasquatch or Yeti or Bigfoot in America. Why? I mean, we don't have any proven large primates in North America. Why couldn't there be some wandering about?
It's possible.
There you go.
I will admit that it's
possible.
Let me
read the story then.
All right.
Large hairy ape-like creatures have been... Okay, I've already gotten that far. Highly credible sightings of the skunk ape was reported in August by Jennifer Ward as she was driving home with her children on a dark rural road. It would have to be, considering in central Florida.
It makes you wonder how it got the name skunk ape.
I don't know.
It's stinky? Has someone gotten close enough to
I think you can go to skunkape.com and see some pictures.
Bet you can.
I'm not kidding you. I've gone there. It was crouching in a ditch.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Go ahead.
It's neat pictures.
Okay.
But as she slowed, you can see a video too. But as she slowed to see her car, slowed her car to see it better, the creature stood up on its full 6 feet 8 inches high.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big. When he saw me, he was surprised as I was. Ward told the newspapers. She described it as being covered with. Is that your monkey noise?
That's a chimp.
Covered almost completely with dark hair, only about 2 inches long. White areas around the eyes and full lips that had the color and texture of the pad of a dog's paw.
Well, now that everybody's got a camera phone, you would think that more pictures of these things would be coming out, right?
But camera phones, pictures are so bad, all you're going to do is, there's a guy in a hairy suit.
Well, that's how it's always been. I mean, every photograph of these things has always been bad. Every video has always been blurry.
Well, it looks like you're the stand still for portrait photography.
Well, true.
Right. Now, shut up. Let me finish. This kind of detail is most compelling and is good evidence that there are always unknown creatures out there. See?
There could be unknown creatures, but odds are highly against it, especially one of these.
What? We know everything there is to know now?
Well, no, we don't know everything there is to know.
There you go.
Okay. Damn, for the amount of people that have seen the thing, you'd think somebody had a gun and would have shot it.
Number 2, haunted places. Ghosts at a courthouse set off the security system.
Oh, please.
Well, security systems get set off all the time.
It definitely deserves to be number two. It's the silliest one so far.
It's one
ghosts.
It's one thing to sense a ghost or even to claim to see a vaporous apparition. Those can easily be dismissed as works of the imagination, but high-tech security systems don't have imaginations. They react to whatever's in front of them. So, when motion-detecting cameras at the Modiceno courthouse in... Where is this?
Mendocino?
Mendocino?
California?
Mendocino?
Spell it.
Mendocino, yes.
Mendocino, California. Okay.
County courthouse in Ukiah, California, clicked on for no earthly reason. They confirmed what the janitorial staff had long known. The place is haunted. The janitors...
Wait a minute. They clicked on, but they didn't see anything, right?
Well, let me get to the end of the
article. All right.
The janitors had experience with a ghost they'd named George. A female ghost in a dress and heels. Why would they name a female ghost George? And a spirit that liked to take control of the elevator. In late March 2004, however, the courthouse's new security system, designed to click on when they sense motion, caught an anomalous mist that moved back and forth across the lower hallway. The unknown entity even partially obscured a light. Pretty convincing evidence, I'd say.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There
sure.
you go. What do you need? You just wanted photographic
There's
proof.
There's been plenty of
There's
photographic.
Your photographic proof,
but
man.
Photos can be modified. Video can be faked.
I'll bet you can see that video on once I post this article, too, and I'm going to post it in probably
All right.
15
You're
minutes.
You're going to post it on the bulletin board.
On the bulletin board.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Yes.
Yes.
Number one, the psychic and the ghost of a murdered girl. Wheat Chef Pub in West Blondin, England, had a history of ghostly activity. Chairs and utensils moving about of their own accord, and even an occasional shove of the pub staff by unseen hands. If I tripped, I'd say a ghost shoved me, too.
So let's see. Everybody involved here is probably drinking, right? So let's remember that as we read this story. All right, go ahead.
Psychic Suzanne Hadwin came to investigate as part of a psychic charity event.
Had a few drinks.
And got... She doesn't say that
Knocked
at all.
Knocked a few back. Then brought out her ghostometer.
She got more than she bargained for. Happy hour. No, just kidding. She said she sensed as many as 37 spirits in the pub. How'd they all get there? But in particular, tuned into a ghost of a six-year-old girl named
Jessica Ann Hargreaves. Let me guess. There's so many ghosts there because the place burned down while people were in it. It was the Great White Concert.
No. Hadwin said little Jessica told her she had been raped and strangled to death in 1908, and her body stuffed into the pub's fireplace. She said her body was still in the pub. Really? Now they should be able to figure that out, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now a psychic can tell any story and have it be difficult to verify it. However, in this case, a bit of digging was done in the wall where the old pub's fireplace used to be. Sure enough, a lock of hair, a heel of a shoe, and fragments of clothing from a little girl were found. Just
sounds like a setup to me. I think the bar wants a little bit of business.
I don't know, man. This sounds like evidence to me.
A piece of a shoe is not a body. A lock of hair is not a body. Okay? If there was a body there, there'd be some bones left. But they just couldn't get their hands on a full human skeleton, so they clipped off the barmaid's hair and put a couple other little trinkets in there and said, "Look! She was right! The psychic was right!
Look,
we have a ghost in our pub! Drink specials! Friday night! Come on!"
Look, you wanted evidence. These people provided you with evidence. What do you want? I'm going to post this on the BBS right now.
All right.
Right now.
1-800-259.
You come up with a news story that's that darn interesting.
800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231.
And stop blaming God for the tsunami.
I didn't blame God for the tsunami. I don't believe
everybody out there blaming God for the tsunami. It just happens. Tsunamis happen.
Hey, speaking of the bulletin board system, since we post all of our stories that we talk about on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, it's open for response from our listenership. And one of the stories that I posted, we covered, I think it was earlier this week, postal hell, post office hell. We asked for call-ins for people who have post office hell stories, and pretty much anyone who's been to the post office a few times most likely has them. Shannick responds with, he says, I'll give you two, or she, I don't know if it's a he or she, most recent and the most egregious. The most recent story for him, I was trying to refinance my home, and my mortgage company sent me a statement of incompleteness that stated I had 15 days from the date in the letter to which to respond, that that date had already passed 3 weeks before the delivery of the package. So, basically, the Fed's incompetence delayed the letter, and the Fed stopped me from refinancing, even though it's their own fault, and now he has to go through it all over again. We're going to come back with his most egregious postal hell story when we return. Unless you want to interrupt the show at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass, and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll talk to you about anything, whether it be personal or political, whatever it is that's on your mind. Goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And log on at freetalklive.com. Grab an archive. Last 6 days worth of the show. Right there for you. On the house. No monthly membership fee required.
It's a real value, I'm telling you.
That's true.
Any other radio show, they charge for their premium memberships, and that's where the archives are.
Pretty much every of the ones that I've seen. Yeah, absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Also, the bulletin board system with over 225 users, over 2,000 posts for you to search through, browse through, and enjoy. And just hopefully you won't be offended because, well, if you're easily offended, you probably don't want to go there. BBS.freetalklive.com. It's all there at freetalklive.com.
But if you are offended, you can write something on there in response to the person's
absolutely.
Post.
Absolutely. It's an open forum, basically. So we're talking about the post office hell stories. We got actually, I'm pulling these off of our bulletin board system. Shannick, he has his most recent one was where he was trying to get his house refinanced, basically, his mortgage. And he had 15 days from the date of the letter in which to respond. Unfortunately, the date had already passed 3 weeks before the package was delivered. According to federal law, they must close out the account after the 15 days, no exceptions. So, as he puts it, the Fed's incompetence delayed the letter, and the Feds then stopped me from refinancing, even though it's their own fault. They didn't get it delivered on time, and now he has to start that process all over again. Hopefully they'll make
it. I would say that's probably incompetence, not malignance.
It's totally incompetence. He didn't say it was malignance.
Okay, just making it clear.
But it's their fault, because they're incompetent.
Okay.
Anyway, he goes on to say, the most egregious offense. 2 years ago, I was summoned for jury duty. I was supposed to appear in August. The post office didn't deliver the summons until October.
Oh, boy.
He says, I've got tons of them. Almost any package someone gets sends me practically gets destroyed. Most annoyingly, the time when my son was born, I received something that, from what the pieces remained, looked like a nice baby gift, but I didn't even know who to contact to thank and to let them know their gift was appreciated, but destroyed, because the part with the return address was torn away. And I can't tell you, I've had at least two instances where I've had a package which was labeled priority mail.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think they'd treat that a little bit nicer than their regular mail. I've had two instances where the packages were cut open, and obviously the contents had been rustled through and then delivered. And it couldn't have been anyone else besides the post office person, because I don't think I have a mailbox. I don't think my mailbox staff would do that.
You think they're checking to see if you're transporting contraband?
Maybe they were checking to see if I was a terrorist or something like that. I don't know. But that was a little disturbing. It's a little disturbing to have it's one thing to have your package just get lost and not ever arrive. Then, of course, you're wondering what happened to it. But I think it's even more bothersome to have the package arrive and open.
Right.
So somebody knows exactly
through.
Somebody knows exactly what it is that you got sent. If you've got a post office hell story, we'll take it anytime. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. What else you got, man? What you got, anything hot?
Oh, I always have hot news stories.
Or do we want to talk about the smokers? The smokers in Missoula.
I have that same story, and I think it's great.
Why don't you do this one, then?
Okay.
Or unless you don't have it in front of you.
I have it right here. No problem.
1-800-259-9231. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
From the Helena Independent Record. So you know it's got to be true. Let me take a look.
Actually, it's from the Associated Press.
Well, it's on the Helena Independent Record site.
Okay.
Smokers are stocking up in the final days before a state tobacco tax takes effect, with dealers saying that they're surprised by an apparent preference for the loose tobacco used in the roll-your-own smokes. These here mountain men up in Montana buying their smokes, apparently. People are throwing the meat out of the freezer and throwing in tobacco, says Robert Lane, manager of the Cigarettes Express in Missoula. That's got to be a fun job to work, Cigarettes Express. Lane said he recently sold one customer a 50-pound bag of tobacco.
Wow.
Bell Pipe and Tobacco Shop, also in Missoula, sold a man 24 cans of tobacco, said Betty Anderson, who runs the store with partner Mark Bergend. Yeah. Customers appear to be switching to loose tobacco to save money, said Anderson. A box of 200 filtered cigarette tubes, a bag of tobacco, and a machine makes the cigarettes runs about $20, almost half the price of a carton of 200 manufactured cigarettes.
Mm.
And then you can use the machine continually. Just keep on getting new stuff. There's a real savings there, I suppose. And the carton's price will rise to almost $50 at the beginning of next year.
Oh.
So they're raising prices substantially. Other tobacco merchants, such as Dorothy Clickenbeard, who owns Joe's Smoke Ring and Averro, said she expects customers to shop in neighboring states such as Idaho. Anderson and Bergen said that they also expected these decrease in sales, but didn't think it would last. Like gasoline, Bergen said. How many times have you heard someone say, if gasoline goes above $2 a gallon, I'm selling my car?
Yeah, but anybody, you know, it's really sad, though. The merchants who are near the border of Idaho or the other neighboring states, they really are going to feel a pinch. I mean, if you're in the center of the state, you'll probably be all right. But really, people are going to take that extra moment to drive across the border to go to the tobacco stores over there and buy their cigarettes.
I'm going to put on my Swami cap, and I'm going to predict there's going to be a large amount of trade on the internet in tobacco soon.
Okay.
People are going to be buying tobacco from internet sites in South Carolina.
Right.
And they're going to be shipping them directly to their door.
Now, is that illegal in states like New York that have the extreme taxes?
Well, and Montana, apparently.
And, okay.
I would say that there's probably some... Yeah, I would think so. Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
it's frightening where we're going with this whole cigarette thing. And I saw a story earlier about college students that are being invited to cigarette parties. I mean, it's just... It's nutty. It really is just a nutty situation. 1-800-259-9231. Do you think tobacco should be banned? We want to hear from you if you do. 1-800-259-9231. Or if you just want to change the topic, bring up whatever's on your mind. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit cmineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Tis the second hour of the show, wrapping things up here, but we got another hour to go. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So if you want to slip your call in now, that's cool. If you want to hold off till next hour and take control of the show then, that's up to you. It's your show. You literally can call in and hijack the airways. If you're bored to tears by what we're talking about, don't tune out. Because we're here for you, man. We want you to be part of this show, whether it be political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Because you know that your friends and your family, they don't really want to hear what you have to say. That you can just talk their ear off about politics or your personal problems, and they honestly... They won't tell you this, of course, but they'll just say, uh-huh, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, oh, yeah, mm-hmm, as you talk to them, and they really aren't absorbing any of it, they really aren't listening very well, because they're too busy with their own lives, and their own personal problems and their own issues to care about what you think. But we, myself, Ian,
and Manwich,
we care about you. We want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. You look skeptical, Manwich. You think I'm BSing? I really do want to know what's going on out there. I want to know what's going on in the lives of our listeners. I want to know what's important to you. So there you go.
Well, what's important to me right now is the continued taxation of smokers.
What do you mean? You want to tax smokers?
No, I'm just saying that it seems like there's always this prejudice against smokers. You know, if something's going wrong, let's go after the smokers.
I call them the new persecuted class, kind of like blacks were the persecuted class in the beginning part of the 20th century. I think smokers are in a similar situation now. They have this... so many people out there are just biased against smokers, as though they're bad people or something like that. Most smokers I know are just regular folk. They just happen to smoke cigarettes. Unfortunately, they're being persecuted. They can't, in the state of Florida, where we're doing this show from, you can't operate a business anywhere except your house and a tobacco business that allows smoking. You can't allow smoking in your restaurant. You can't allow smoking in your bar, for the most part, if you sell a little bit of food. You can't allow smoking in anything. It doesn't matter what your business is. You are banned from allowing smoking.
You know, it irks me. If I've put together this business, I put my life's work into this business.
And life's earnings, probably.
And life's earnings. This is my business.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to tell me you're going to pass a law telling me whether or not I can allow smoking? I don't.
Not even you. Not even you. If you did smoke, you wouldn't even be allowed to smoke in your own business. That's how it is here. That's how it is in California now. Also in New York, the entire state of New York. It seems to be the trend for the country. Of course, also another trend is, well, government needs some more revenues. Raise the sin taxes. Raise the tax on smokers and also alcohol as well. But we really see it most recently in smoking. And of course, the result of that, as we've talked about before and reported on this show, increased taxes in the case of Missoula or wherever we're talking about, Montana.
Was
it was?
Yep.
In that case, people are just going to cross the border and buy cigarettes across in Iowa or wherever the taxes are less and save themselves some money.
I think there's going to start to be, I mean, now that cigarettes are being sold in New York for $7 a pack, I think that there's going to start to be internet trade in cigarettes.
Well, that's going on.
And thinking about it, I don't think that they can really do anything. I don't think interstate regulations really have much to do with this.
Well, and also
you're not
don't forget the mafia.
In New York.
Don't forget the mafia, because once that price goes up to a certain point, then it gets really profitable to bring
things
in.
Well, there's already been cases of the mafia running cigarettes in New York.
Yes, there have. 1-800-259-9231. It's absolute insanity if they think they can get away with banning cigarettes, but they'll try it. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. We'll come back with hour number three next.
U.S. Gold.